Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, we asked a poll question before. We're going to use this data actually during the show today. Will Creighton make the Sweet 16? Simple question. Yes or no? So far, 65% of you have said no. That would be where I would lean as well.
Same here, yeah. Baylor's a tough draw to begin with.
Happer, what? This is crazy. You're such a Creighton homer. How could you possibly say this?
Well, you never played the game.
What happened to your Creighton homerism?
And I tell you, I've been...
He says while wearing a Nebraska shirt.
I've been watching... people have seen this all year. It comes down to they're not consistent enough, you know? I can't trust them to play two good games in a row, as exemplified at the Big East tournament. By the way... the Jays will be on, so 3 o'clock locally. I think 2 o'clock, Ravi has pregame here.
1 o'clock pregame, 1 o'clock shoot-around, 2:30 pregame, 3 o'clock tip Friday.
Thank you, Josh. That is appreciated. As far as the game broadcast is concerned, we're not allowed to stream it on our app. Shout out to the NCAA. But you can download the Varsity app if you'd like to hear John Bishop and Nick Baugh, live from Balls Arena.
Yeah, on an app, if you want to listen to it. It will be on terrestrial radio 1620, right here, like it always is.
Correct.
And 101.9 The Keg, people forget.
Correct. And then the rest of the day, you'll be able to hear the Westwood One broadcast of all the national games. They sort of whip around a little bit, just like you'll see on TV. But can you trust the Blue Jays to play two good games in a row? And you also get to consider their opponents. This is the great thing about having a bracket in our hand the entire week. We can analyze a little bit. I'm not going to guarantee they get by NC State. I just think that's that's an okay matchup for them. Even though they're big, is a guy, you know, the sort of prototype of a guy who's given Creighton a little bit of trouble at times. He's not a step-out shooter type of guy. I mean, he's actually a little bit similar to Derek Walker, NC State's big is. And that was obviously a tough assignment for Kalkbrenner this year, although he wasn't 100% full strength. And their guards are going to have to make shots in order to do it. And I just think Creighton is strong enough on defense to either weather that storm or, you know, lock down. And Trey Alexander will have a big part of that. And same with Arthur Kaluma and Baylor Shireman as well. So I like their chances to get past NC State. And then you're dealing with Baylor or UC Santa Barbara.
I think it was Seth Davis's bracket. He's got the Gauchos beating Creighton.
Interesting. But if you get it down to if you go chalk and you get it down to Baylor, you could really convince yourself. I mean, watching them a couple times and looking at their resume and then looking at some of their analytics as well, it's a team that Creighton usually has some success against. They don't mind getting in shootouts with some teams, and they would go into that game being a much stronger team on the defensive side of the ball, which usually ends up to their advantage. I think really that, which is hilarious because we often talk about Creighton, man, what do they do? What doesn't work for them when they get into the tournament? Why have they had all these struggles when it comes to the tournament? And the answer is somewhere baked into the pie of, well, offense isn't consistent, and they need offense to win. They can't get it. They can't win scrappers. They have to win offensive shootouts. And for a long time, that was true. And then you go up against two teams who want to get up and, well, not necessarily get up and down. Baylor, slow as far as tempo is concerned, but really, really efficient. Second best offense in the country, according to KenPom. But 104th on defense. So, you know, you might look at both matchups if you haven't watched Creighton and say, these are two games where a lot of points can be scored if they get to the the second one, of course. And I think Creighton would actually, you know, maybe like to have it the other way. They like to slow. It doesn't always have to do with tempo, but slow things down and grab stops on defense and not get up and down. I think they'll prioritize that a little bit more. And then as far as the so on that, you can convince yourself with ease that Creighton can get through their first two games. It's just, do you trust them to put it together two times in a row? And at this point, I don't. I would love to be proved wrong. They're on my do not trust list at the moment.
Ooh.
You can get off that.
Who else is on Connor's do not trust list?
Thank you. Thank you for asking. I haven't really populated it whole lot.
Okay.
But
maybe Nebraska baseball?
Sure. Yeah.
After you heaped praise on them yesterday and they went out and lost to
Omaha. This is what happens. I try to trust these teams. I'm like, man, it's got some really good things about them. And then fart noise comes out just a couple days later.
You trust the most bought items at Costco? You saw the corned beef getting taken?
It's on my
droves?
It's on my trust list.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess that would be a trust list.
Popular items at Costco, trust list.
Yeah.
For sure. I don't know what else I don't trust. There's a lot of things, but too many, I guess, to think of at the moment. And too many teams, I suppose, that have hurt me. The Royals during spring training are on my trust list.
What about the regular season?
Right now, do not trust.
Okay.
But for me, this is how I view things. This is actually a pretty good window into how I view things as a sports fan, Josh. You're always on my trust list until you're not.
Ooh.
I always have the propensity to trust you before I don't. Where humans might actually act the other way, like I don't trust you until I trust you. I'm the other way with sports. I trust you until I don't.
Trust is given until.
Trust is given, and then until it's unearned,
yes.
That's when I stop trusting you. And Creighton has unearned it, I suppose. 1-1. And then we have a big discussion on Monday about blah, blah, blah. Was it a success? And all that stuff. Should be fun. Or they could just go out and win them both. And then it's a totally different deal. We'll take a quick timeout. Couple things to round out as we continue on the Connor Happer Show on 1620 The Zone. But speaking of our tournament of great significance, take your first shot at college hoops with FanDuel Sportsbook and get 10 times your first bet amount in bonus bets up to $200. So, for example, you could bet $20 on the bracket anywhere, anyhow, and you will land $200 in bonus bets, 10 times your bet amount, win or lose. That's $200 you could spend on betting anything in the tournament. Maybe you want to fade me and say Creighton is going to the Sweet 16. Happer, you idiot. Maybe you want to take a team to ride all the way to the Final Four or individual games, point spreads, money lines, overs and unders, and anything in between, player props. You can throw that on there as well. All the options on the FanDuel Sportsbook on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. That's why I use it, and there's no better place to bet the tournament than the FanDuel Sportsbook. Sign up today by heading to FanDuel.com, slash Happer, and make every moment more with FanDuel all tournament long. 21 and over, present in Iowa. First online real money wager only. $10 deposit required. Refund issued is non-withdrawable. Bonus bets that expire in 14 days. Restrictions apply. See full terms at FanDuel.com/sportsbook. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-BETS-UP.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.